North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. This guy knows it already. He's one of my early football heroes. His name's Martin Houston. He's now the host of The Martin Houston Show, and he's also Senior Director of Membership Growth for Alabama One. I invited Martin to come on the show because I want him to share about a special conference that's coming up on November 18th. I want him to share about Alabama One. And, you know, if he wants to talk about what he does on The Martin Houston Show, that's fine too. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Martin Houston.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Glad to be on with you, man. Appreciate the opportunity.
Doing very well. I'm excited about what I was reading about Alabama One. I'm excited about what has been pulled together for this conference on November 18th. I think you're probably pretty excited, too.
Absolutely. We have the distinct privilege to work with an organization and in an industry that totally believes in giving back to the community and serving and in so many ways. And then when you add to that, we have our CEO who totally buys in and believes in giving back to community. Thus, the birth of the Bridge Builders community event, which conference it's kind of grown from an original idea and continues to grow, but it is without a doubt one of the joys I have is faith-based, but it deals with faith, education, and community in terms of who our target audience, kind of nonprofit world. So we have a big event coming up November 18th. And this year, our focus, Mark, has been on education. And so we've had three luncheons that deal with education, and we've looked at mental illness within the education world, both for students and teachers as well as parents. We also looked at the learning gap that you've heard so many people talk about that has happened as a result of COVID-19. And then we talked about financial wellness as a curriculum choice in the education world. And now our big conference, the theme is building a bridge to the future of education.
And obviously, you have to know if you're going to build a bridge, which direction you're building it, how it's going to be constructed so that people can get across that bridge. And when you talk about issues like mental illness and other issues that go into that, we have to build a bridge for those individuals so that they can be able to accomplish what they were intended to accomplish.
Absolutely. You know, a bridge is a two-way street, and it's both for giving and receiving or crossing back and forth. And so we don't claim to, you know, to have any special ticket or item into or any special pathway into that. That's why we've invited the people we've invited to be a part of the conference. Ranges from, of course, we have a superintendent panel that highlights a couple of the superintendents in the Tuscaloosa area, but also we have a gentleman that works in career tech that's going to be a part of it from the Pickens County area as well. Then we have individuals who are kind of life coaches that speak to kind of the mental health and the inspiration behind that. We have a parent who founded an organization, Tuscaloosa for Education. We have middle school principals. So it's a very, very diverse group of people helping us speak to this particular topic. Director of curriculum and instruction from what I believe has been rated and ranked as one of the top education organizations in the country, in Vestavia Hills City Schools. So it's a lot of people coming to talk about these different topics.
Now, this, Martin, is the third annual Bridge Builders Conference. How did this start?
Well, our CEO has a heart, like I said, for the community, and he had worked at several national financial institutions. And if I were to say the names, you would know them. But about 6 years ago, he became the CEO of Alabama One. And one of the things that he always had a vision for was, you know, a faith-based conference that poured back into the community. And we hired a young lady named Jackie Johnson, and she has a heart for financial wellness. And she also, I said, she doubled as a pastor's wife. And so that combination together helped birth this particular event, where we go out, and like I said, previous years we focus on faith and we focus on nonprofits, and this year we're focusing on education.
One of the things I think about, Martin, when you're trying to pull people together in this way, there are some things that I could go out right now and start beating the bushes, and maybe people might turn me down left and right, but has it been your experience with what you're doing with Bridge Builders Conference that it has been easy to get people involved because of the foundation of Alabama One?
Without a doubt. Because first of all, we're doing it to benefit the community. This is a free conference. So there's no, hidden agenda or anything. This is literally to bring great information and resources to those who attend. And we have found it very open and welcoming when we've gone out to the pastors and we've gone out to principals and administration and education, and then many of the nonprofit leaders. We have found it to be very welcoming. Our biggest challenge has been, you know, this is our third one. First year we had it, everything was great. Last year we had it planned, and then COVID happened, so we had to adjust to virtual, all virtual. This year we're glad to be back in person, but we also understand that there's some people who are not ready for that yet. And we've also found that going virtual last year, Mark, actually expanded our reach. We had people as far away as Seattle, Washington, and
wow,
Florida, and Washington, D.C. And so we've made it available. We're hoping as many people as possible will be there in person. But we also understand, like many of your listeners may be saying, hey, you know, this sounds like something I'd like to be a part of. And, you know, we have a virtual bridge for them as well. And I think I copied you on that link, and you're welcome to share it anywhere you can. But if anybody's interested in registering, and then they can pick the option, they can go to Alabama One spelled out.org, and then one word, Bridge Builders, and it takes them to the registration page, and they can pick virtual or in person.
Right now, we're talking to Martin Houston about the Bridge Builders Conference through Alabama One. We're talking about gaining encouragement and empowerment. We're talking about actions you can take at home to make a difference, resources to use and share, connections for future collaboration. And in the next segment, Martin, if you'll stick with me, I want to share some of the collaboration that has taken place to bring this team of people together from different walks of life to help make this conference a successful third annual conference coming up November 18th. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir. Be glad to.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Martin Houston. Some of you recognize his name from football days at the University of Alabama. I was telling him before we started the conversation, he was one of my early football heroes when I could call every name of every player there on the field. And I had a passion for Alabama football, of course, when I was a younger person, looking to the day when I would eventually get to kick at the university as a walk-on. I didn't have that chance to be on the field, but it was just a real pleasure to be a part of the University of Alabama, and I appreciate Martin Houston now as Martin Houston brings Alabama One to the forefront for the third annual Bridge Builders Conference, and I hope you'll stick with us as I let Martin share more about this. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this special guest on the line with me right now. It's Martin Houston, and we're talking about the third annual Bridge Builders Conference through Alabama One. This is taking place in Tuscaloosa, November 18th. That's a Thursday, and I wanted Martin to be able to share about this. I reached out to him, said, hey, would you like to share about the third annual Bridge Builders Conference with my listeners? And he agreed to do that, and I'd like to welcome him back to the show. Welcome, Martin Houston.
Hey, glad to be with you, Mark, and thank you so much for allowing me to share on your platform and with your listeners about Alabama One Foundation Bridge Builders Conference. It's November 18th. It's an 8-2, and just kind of give you a rundown. We'll open up with kind of an encouragement, word of encouragement, Mark, from one of our panelists, our guest, who is a life coach, and they'll speak words of encouragement. Then we'll have, and that's Ms. Denise Spencer. Then we'll have with Shonda McNeil. She owns a Life Solutions company as well, but she's going to speak to us about mental illness. Then that'll be followed by a panel that includes a parent, a principal, and executive director of emergency services who also works in the education field at the university, Dr. Karen Thompson-Jackson. And that panel will be talking about mental illness and we'll be breaking down what maybe some of the parents may be experiencing, what teachers and professionals are experiencing, because this year has been different. It's been a continuation, I should say, of last year. A lot of students, a lot of parents, a lot of educators struggling from the mental side. And so that'll be a panel there. And then we'll talk to a couple people regarding, we have a welding instructor, because to me, we're living in a time, Mark, where education traditionally has been just about getting to college, right? Get to college, get to college, get to college.
Yes.
Well, now you have so many professions, from soft skills, from computer skills, from a real emergence of like the artisan skills and welding and plumbing and electrician, all of that. And so he's going to talk to us. Then we're going to have a director of curriculum, Dr. Antonio Cooper, talked to us about how parents can begin to look at that from the aspect of education as well. And then we have hopefully no one has to see him, only hear him, the trustee, bankruptcy trustee, Chapter 13 trustee, David Cottingham will be speaking. Then we'll have a superintendent panel to talk about education and the future of education and what's their biggest challenges and over the past year and a half, as well as what's their biggest challenges moving forward. And then we'll round things off with an Alabama One CEO panel with Bill Wells, Jackie Johnson, and myself, and we'll just kind of wrap up the day. We're going to be honoring some teachers during this time, so it's going to be a great, great time. If you have a student, or know someone as a student, or you have an educator in your family, or if you're impacted by anything going on in the education community, this is an event that you like, that you need to make sure you're part of. And it's a free event. Doesn't cost you anything. We have great sponsors that helps us put it on. And you can go to alabamaone.org/bridgebuilders. Register to be in person if you're local to Tuscaloosa and want to drive in, or you can register virtual. And we'll be airing it on Zoom as well as Facebook.
I was going to say, Martin, if somebody goes to alabamaone.org and they're looking for the third annual Bridge Builders Conference, you can quit looking for the cart, right?
That's right. That's right. It literally, you can register for free. Like I said, alabamaone.org/bridgebuilders. Type that in on the line. And like I said, it's free. you pick in-person or virtual, doesn't matter which one it is, a lunch is provided for those who will be in person, and just would love to have them in attendance. No limit, of course, on the virtual, limited seating in person. So registration is open till the end of this week. So we'd love to have them be a part of it next Thursday.
Well, and with gaining encouragement and empowerment, actions you can take home to make a difference, resources to use and share, connections for future collaboration, our buggies are going to be full when this conference is over.
Yeah, and Mark, what I would say is the name Bridge Builders is twofold. We want to build bridges to all of those different people. We just talked about faith, education, and community. But what we have enjoyed the most is the relationships and bridges that have been built amongst those who attend from all over the country, virtually and in person. And we hope that that continues to happen as well. So, and we'll next year we'll be doing it again, but want to make sure that any and everyone that's interested can come be a part of it. Once again, it's been an unbelievable year. It's a very timely subject with everything that's going on in education, from, you know, mask and COVID and all of those things. We're talking about, okay, when this is all said and done, how are we going to do things moving forward? Because we found out and got exposed in some areas that we weren't quite ready for. We had to go virtual and
yes,
all that. We weren't quite ready for it in all markets. Some were, some did better than others. And we want to make sure that we don't get caught off guard again. And that's what this conference is about, is helping us be ready to help people mentally, to help people from a directional, instructional, curriculum-based standpoint, as well as how to get involved and hopefully help the superintendents in their area think about what's the future of education and how we educate our kids, whether it's the classroom or virtual or some combination thereof.
And Martin, I want to ask you this before we close. I was telling you about the fact that I remember you as a football player. You see the person's talent on the field, and then they have to choose a path after college. Maybe some get to go to the NFL, but what is it that caused you to take this path to catch me up from football player Martin Houston to what you're doing now with Alabama One?
Wow, it is very, very interesting. I've had a varied path, and I did not come directly to this world in terms of what I'm doing. Spent some time in the restaurant business and marketing, which was my sales background. Worked a little bit for Bell South and did some things there in terms of technology. And of course, I've been in ministry and involved in ministry, and still to this day, I have a pastor, Harvest Church in Coker, Alabama, just outside of Tuscaloosa. So I've done all those things, but you know, the reason this is a passion for me, Mark, is I actually made some choices and decisions and got myself from trusting others and relying on others, and I take responsibility for it, got myself in the financial situation and had to go back into the world from full-time ministry and chose insurance. And so my path and connection to Alabama One was actually – I helped start an insurance agency for Alabama One, but in that process, my passion has always been leadership and training, and that relationship flourished with the new CEO. And from there, I've worked my way up into the organization. I love to tell people this story, Mark. You know, five, 6 years ago, I was struggling and financially in a really, really bad place. And now I get to put on conferences like this that help people with financial struggles or relational trouble or education. I mean, it's just all of these things. So the things that used to be my weakness and my struggle, I now get to help other people come out of that with part of what my responsibility was, the financial wellness and outreach. And this is just an outgrowth of that passion that my CEO, Jackie Johnson, who's over financial wellness, and outreach and my personal passion and personal testimony all come together in this encouragement and empowerment event.
You know, Martin, it's a testimony when we have those kind of financial problems, and you turned it into a testimony. And I appreciate that, man, because I think a lot of us have had those struggles. And when we find where we fit, we're not trying to put the square peg into the round hole anymore. So it sounds like you figured that out.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, as a pastor, there's a passage of scripture that says, God calls all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And little did I know that those struggles that I were going, that I was going through would put me in a position to be someone who could help so many others who find themselves in that same position. And so I unashamedly and unembarrassedly tell people I made some mistakes. I was in a bad place. And, you know, 5 years ago, I couldn't take advantage of the services that are offered by the very credit union that I now represent. And I want to help as many people be able to cross from that side of the bridge of not being able to cross to this side of the bridge of being able to enjoy the things of this great country of ours. And many of them, unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, revolve around our ability to have good financial wellness and great relationships. And that's what Bridge Builders does. It brings all of that together.
Man, I think I like you now better than when you were playing football. You may like yourself better, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully so.
Well, Martin, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. And again, I want people to go to alabama1.org/bridgebuilders, make plans to either virtually or be there in person physically at the conference on November 18th. That's a Thursday. You can be a part of the third annual Bridge Builders Conference. Martin Houston, real pleasure to have you on the show. And if you want to share how people can listen to the Martin Houston show, that's fine with me. I mean, it doesn't burn my candle out by lighting yours.
Absolutely. And first of all, make sure if you go, it's alabama1.org and type in /bridgebuilders, one word, alabama1, one spelled out, .org, /bridgebuilders. As far as the Martin Houston show, we're on live every Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 a.m. on Tide 109. There's an app, if you're not local, that you can download and listen to the show. Or you can follow me at Martin Houston Live on Facebook. You can watch us live from 6 to 7. If you're not a morning person, then you can go back and catch it anytime throughout the day on Facebook Live. And give a great follow on Twitter at Martin Houston, the number 3 and the number 5, at Martin Houston 3-5.
I like it. Roll Tide, buddy.
Roll Tide, Mark. And thank you so much. And much success and many blessings to you and your listeners.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, a difference maker, Martin Houston. I hope you'll check out alabama1.org/bridgebuilders. Be a part of the third annual Bridge Builders Conference, November the 18th, Thursday, virtually or physically. I hope you'll check into that. And Alabama One, we appreciate Martin Houston for joining us here on the Mark White Show. Of course, we recognize difference makers like Martin Houston, and I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.